Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show on IWDM Radio. We want to welcome our listening audience to another episode of our program designed to produce uplifting and how to build a model community by addressing pertinent issues to uplift our humanity. Fortunately, we have about our health in terms of thinking about building community life or modeling community life. And it's so important that we understand the purpose and the reason why we're on the phone tonight. We're trying to change some thinking, change the mindset, incorporate some maintenance ideologies and philosophies into our being to make sure that we become more balanced, take away some of the stress and strain, some of the worry, anxiety, the fear, more importantly, trying to understand who we are, how we are, and why we exist in the way in which we do with this beautiful, beautiful mechanism called the human body. And I have a little quote today. I always like to have a little quote every week to just break the ice a little bit. And since centometry is something unique and different, it's a story that needs to be told. But this story would never be brought to real life if we tell it, until we write it, and use it to our future benefit. That is so important for us to understand. And I just want to take a few minutes before we get into our show tonight and just reflect. And I hope you all can do the same thing. Reflect on this past week, this past month, this past year, these few years where we've had the COVID-19 virus and all types of pandemics, physical pandemics, all different types of things that happened to us over the last few years that have really caused a tremendous imbalance in the lives of people. Trying to get this balance is really the most important thing, and that's one of the issues that we talk about here on IWN Radio with the science of your health and you. We focus in on disease prevention. But let me just open up and just share with the listening audience today that centometry has a mission statement. And I know you've probably never heard this word before. It's a new word in today's time, but it's an old history. It's an old education. It's old information that just we have been deprived of it, shall I say, of how to focus in on the living cell. Centometry is the field of therapeutics that focus solely on the well-being of the living cell. Not often do we think about cells, and we always use this term, and I like to always kind of reflect on this term. We always say, know thyself. Know thyself. What is self? Well, let's take the F off the end of the word self, and I think we come up with a term that says, know thyself. We consist of our bodies is made up of over 200 cell types. Just wanted you to just meditate on that statement. Our bodies are made up of over 200 cell types. Our body consists of 75 to 100 trillion cells. Let me say that one more time. Our body consists of 75 to over 100 trillion cells. And we walk around with this beautiful mechanism all day long and don't know how it works. We have the form, but we don't have the functionality. So we want to talk about some of those things tonight. We want to get back to that balance. We want to get back to the maintenance. We want to get back to the 17 disciplines of science, which we know nothing about. And I always say when I'm teaching classes that we all can come to one conclusion before we start the class. If you have a beginning, just know what the destination is going to be. And this particular destination is understanding self, understanding who you are, and to be able to get the education, get the information that's required for you to understand this mechanism of 200 cell types. 75 to 100 trillion cells that make up the human body, it's important that we look at things in a completely different way. And we have to accept this one fact, that we don't know about our bodies. And there's nothing wrong with coming to that conclusion. And tonight, we're going to do something special. We're going to do a little bit different. I haven't had the opportunity to speak to my co-host yet, but I'm sure he's always prepared for whatever it is that we decide to do on tonight's show. I have been bombarded. My phone, my email, my texts have been bombarded with all the new information that's being presented to us about the COVID virus coming back, COVID-19, whether I should take the shot, whether I should do this. And I took the shot and I got sick. I took a shot and my legs hurt. I took the shot and this happened and that happened. Does the shot really work? The information that's been given to us, has it really helped us in any shape, form, or fashion? Well, we're just going to cover that a little bit tonight. Now, first 30, 45 minutes, I wanted to kind of share, once again, just for confirmation purposes, We need to know a little bit more about how our body works. We need to know a little bit more about microbes, viruses. Matter of fact, we need to know a little bit more about cells and what, how they come about, what they consist of, what causes them to be not effective in our human disposition. So we're going to discuss a little bit about diseases. We're going to really get into the cerebral spinal fluid tonight, because I think a lot of people keep hearing that word and they really don't understand what that is. And to not to understand the cerebral spinal fluid is one of the worst things that ever happened to a human being. And this is my opinion. And I just want to say this. We're not here to give medical advice. We're here to provide you with an education about something that you never have been able to access from your doctor. Quite frankly, none of our schools provide us with what you're going to hear tonight, especially our college institution, our medical institution. We have to do some real serious research to understand just what the word scintometry is. And that's so important for us to know and so important for us to recognize. We are provided over these last 6 months or so that we've been on the air, tools, resources, guidelines, the study of yourself that dictate your being, your disposition. We talked about mental information. We talked about soil. We talked about plants. We've talked about animals. We pretty much covered anything and everything that one would need to know about how to get a good understanding about this cosmic intelligence. This atomic intelligence that we should know more about quantum physics. We should know more about trauma. We should know about inflammation. We should know more about our prostate, our glands, our nerves, our organ parts. And the most important thing, we need to really know what we talked about last week, the three oxygen levels, how to breathe, what energy is, what is this electrical field that surrounds us, how does it work? I'm just trying to get you ready for something very important tonight. We talk about the blueprint, head, the ears, the nose, the eyes, the skin, the throat, the brain, the lungs, the liver, the kidney, the pancreas, the heart, and more importantly, the blood. What is the immune system? You know, most people get asking what the immune system is, where is it located, they wouldn't even be able to tell you. But yet that is the thing that keeps you alive and also that you should be protecting. But not to know this, not to know this information is devastating to the human psyche. And so now we have all these problems going on in the country today. Talking about 60% of people have mental issues. Well, we've had mental issues for over 400 years. Well, in fact, we've had mental issues ever since the existence of this country, because if you've never done it right, you sure can't get it right trying to do the wrong thing. And so we talk about curing and preventing mental illness. Now, that word mental illness, a lot of us don't want to even talk about it. I'm not crazy. It has nothing to do with you being crazy. It has to do with your mental disposition, knowing how your mental faculties work. What are some of the subtangents that you need to know about your mental condition, your mental state? And one of the most important things that we talked about when I think Abdul Shaheed talked about the nervous system and the things upon conception, what does the body produce first, your heart, your brain, your vein, or your skeletal tools, your skeletal situation? How does this work? And how do you talk to your children? How do you discuss science with your children? As a matter of fact, how do you discuss science with your husband or your wife? How do you share this information, and how do you participate in this industry that tells you straight up, we don't have proper food to give you? Our food. I think we have it. Our food that we eat. What are some of the problems that we are experiencing with our food? And what he told us last week, that 90% of all diseases start from food, which is an amazing state. So forgive me today if I feel so mellow, if I feel so reserved, but I'm finding myself beginning to learn more about me. I'm beginning to find myself learning more about the psychiatry and the psychology of how I work and how I function. And you know, it's beginning to get real exciting, but at the same time, it has gotten so serious because individuals in my family are passing away on things that they shouldn't be dying from. Now, we all know we're going to leave here, but you don't have to go sick. You don't have to leave here in a condition or in state that makes your body miserable, makes you miserable. So I hear this question, this statement all the time. Well, everybody going to die from something. True, but you don't have to die from being sick. If it's your time, it's your time. We can't do anything about that, but you sure don't have to go here with a disorder or a health problem where you can't function. Our focus is on how to nourish the cells. Now, I'm kind of taking my time a little bit this evening. It's just serious, guys. It's so serious, and we have to begin to take the time out to get ourselves together so we can help our children, so we can help our family members, so we can help our friends and our neighbors. You know, we have issues. We have serious issues in our lives. So I like to say to my radio audience, I say hola to my Spanish-speaking audience, hola from German, and ni hao from China, bonjour from those who are from France, and habari. As my Swahili brothers in Islam, wa alaikum and shalom. I hope you got a pen and a pad handy. And while I'm talking, if you don't mind, pick up the telephone and do a three-way and dial in or tune in one of your friends. This is a family affair. We just don't want to harbor all the knowledge. We want you to share the knowledge. So get your phone out and start texting people. Say, tune in to something that's going to change your life. Tune in to hear information that you'll never be the same once you hear this information. We're going to talk about the genes. We're going to talk about the cells. We're going to talk about the RNA. But tonight, we're going to focus on you, the science of you. We want you to ask questions about particular things that you may have heard on the show recently, information that may have been unfamiliar to you before, but we want you to take the time and learn a little bit more about you. We can share with all this information, but if you don't ask the question, and if you do get some information, if you don't take the time out to do the research, if you don't take the time out and apply what you hear today to make yourself better, I know one thing, and I can say this and feel very comfortable that I'm reaching pretty much everybody on the line, that none of us are well. Let me say that one more time. None of us well. And the information that we have been sharing has been just outstanding information. We just want to take the time out and thank our brother who has freely given his time to us, the professor from the School of Symptometry in Chicago, Illinois. We want to thank him for just taking the time to share with us freely without cost. Information that you probably have to pay plenty of money for from your doctor if he knows. And I'm not trying to put anybody down. I know one thing. We live in America, the richest country on the planet, and we spend more money on health care than anybody in the entire world. So evidently it's something that we don't know in this country, especially something we don't know about health. In the word health, you find the word heal. We're not healing. We're not healing, ladies and gentlemen. So I just want you to get serious about yourself. Get serious about the science of you. Get serious about your future. If we're going to have a future in this country, if we're going to have a future with our family, if we're going to have a life that's optimally healthy, you're going to have to take care of yourself. But before you can take care of yourself, you have to know. So please, get your pad, get your pen. And also, those of you who got the email or the text, there was a link on that particular email on that text. And that link is for the recording. After this show is over with tonight, you have an opportunity to go back and listen. And for those of you who want to listen to previous shows, you know, there's an opportunity for you to go on that particular link and you'll see the previous shows and you'll be able to tap into some things that you may not have heard before. As I said, we've talked about so many different things, the 11 systems of the human body. And we've covered, I think we're at the skeletal system right now. But for those of you who are currently on the line, I want you to push forward on your phone. Raise your hand if you have a particular question about anything that concerns you or anything that concerns someone in your family. You may know someone who's on dialysis. You may know someone who has high blood pressure or diabetes. You may know someone who has kidney ailments. You may know someone who has heart failure. And to understand what these things are, they're so simple. We made them so plain. But at the same time, just because we made things plain don't mean you understand, because we have work to do on our own selves to get our perception in order. You know, so our perception is so important, and we want you to understand that we will do everything in our power tonight to cover some areas of concern. We do want to get to the skeletal system. We do want to get to cerebral spinal fluid. We do want to get to some areas that we haven't covered tonight. But let's just open the line real quick before we bring on Abdul Shaheed. Matter of fact, let me bring on Abdul Shaheed first and let him give you a brief opening and an overview. And I hope I didn't bore you. I hope I didn't say anything that hurt anybody's feelings. If so, I ask God for forgiveness before I start. But in the meantime, it's just serious times. And I'm looking for the future of my children, my grandchildren. I want to see them be healthy, wise, and wealthy as well. So with that, Abdul Shaheed, you're on the line. Your line is over, my good brother. Please. Why do you go slow, buddy? Now, yes, sir. I hope I didn't take too long.
No, you're just fine. Brother. You're doing fine.
Okay.
I was just sitting back listening because we have covered a broad area of health. Yeah, we'd like to start out with giving a greeting to everyone and giving praise to the Almighty for allowing us to be here this evening. And for allowing our listener order to be here present with us, we give all praise and thanks for this opportunity and the opportunity to learn, opportunity to teach. It's an amazing opportunity, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
And we give all the praise and thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to continue to learn and continue to teach this information. And we just pray that more and more people step up to become responsible for their health. The doctor is not responsible. We all have a human body. In order to be here on planet Earth, we must have a body. If we don't take care of it, it can't take care of us. But it's a willing servant, but there's things that we have to do. We have to protect it. We have to protect our DNA. We have to protect all of our system. We have to protect our cells. That's our responsibility. When they get dirty, and we're going to talk more about filth and dirt and all these grease and grime on the mitochondria, in the cell membrane, all these things. No one told us, Brother Rashid, that we are responsible for maintaining and repairing our body. That's why we get diseases. We neglected our body. We neglected ourselves. So now we need to be taught what our parents did not know. They made mistakes. They passed them on to us. Now we are here in charge. We're the leaders now. Now what are we going to do about correcting our own mistakes and our parent mistakes? That's what our mission is. So we can do better. So people coming after us will do better. Our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, on and on and on. That's why we must become disease-free, free of disease. Isn't that a good goal to have? To work every day to be free of disease.
Right.
What better job is there? So we pass on no hereditary diseases because we cleared them out of our gene pool.
Yes, sir.
We have the ability to do it. We have the knowledge to do it, the unseen knowledge. And that's what we'll be sharing more of tonight. So we hope people have questions. And we're going to review a lot of the information we've already shared because we want people to be able to put these things together, to make these connections. We have a lot of information, a bottomless pit. Symptometry is a bottomless pit. We will never stop learning. And our brain will keep expanding, Brother Rashid. It will not explode just because we keep learning as we age.
Right.
Our brain won't explode because we keep adding more information to it. It will just keep expanding. Isn't that amazing? So our brain has the ability to just keep expanding and taking in more data. It's not like these computer and cell phone. You know, you get to a point where you can't add no more data. You have to buy some more memories and all this stuff.
Right.
See, we have an unlimited storage of memory.
Mm-hmm.
Unlimited. We would never run out of space. Isn't that amazing? Just to
yes,
know that.
It is.
We can just keep on learning, keep on putting data in our brain, and our brain will just keep accepting and keep storing in the histone and the nuclear histone of our genes. And we don't have to pay for the data. We don't have to pay for the memory. We just need to take care and know how to nourish our brain and produce more neurons, more neurotransmitter, neurochemical, enzyme. These are the things that we have to do. Rather than losing our memory, we'll be enhancing our memory and increasing the data, and we will have instant recall if we need information. Our brain is the best computer, but there's some things that we have to do. We have to take care, repair, maintain, and nourish ourselves, including our brain cells. That's what we have to do. And that's what St. Thomas is all about. Then we'll be able to be on the same wavelength of our nuclear histone, where we will have access to information that will solve every problem, answer every question, and for us to have opportunity, pull opportunity right out of the thin air, ideas right out of the air, new concept that never have been spoken of yet inside of us. But in order to get them and access them, we must optimize our health and free ourselves from diseases. Disease is a distraction in the human body. And sooner or later, one disease will cause a person to have mental problems and emotional instability. One disease. That's why we must cure all our diseases, all of us. We must take it seriously. It must be our mission. So people who are on the phone want to know about how to cure diseases, you're at the right place at the right time.
Yes, sir.
And these diseases are not going to go away. We must get smarter and get educated. They're not going to go away. The virus is not going anywhere. You have to understand the virus. You have to understand how to protect yourself from a virus naturally and scientifically, not with just some man-made concoction.
Yeah, that's the best way to use, that's the word to use, that's for sure. You know, this intellectual science, I'm telling you, when you start talking about the different aspects of the human body, we have to realize this is intellectual science. It's like I say, intellectual property. Well, this is our intellectual science that allows us to take care of our property. That's our responsibility. You know, so it's so important that we live in a new age of enlightenment, and let's talk about the new normal. You know, we're talking about it right now. We so hung up on what somebody else said about who we are, what we are, and what's going on in society. And you don't know what information is true, what's not true. And so this genetically altered disorder that we have, this mental disposition that we are experiencing, this is really scary to some people.
Yes.
For those who don't know, it will definitely be scary to you. Once you know something, it takes away, like you said before, expands that thinking process, restores that cellular health. You know, it takes away that fear, that anxiety, where you're able to function a little bit better. So I just want to get back to what we were talking about earlier. We're going to take these first few minutes in this first, hour or so and answer questions.
Okay.
We've said a lot. I mean, we have said a lot. Just in your brief description,
a whole lot.
That you could do a thesis on what you just said. You know, you can get your PhD based on what you just said to us. That's how serious, and sometimes I think people don't take these things seriously. This is your body. You are totally, completely responsible for it. And the old saying that the biggest battle that we will have in our life will be the battle with your own self.
Yes.
Take the F off.
the biggest battle you ever have in your life is a battle with your own sales. You don't
That's
know
right.
how they work. So your sales will dictate to you instead of you dictating to the sales, and you can't provide your sales with those things that they need in order for them to function and put you in an optimal, healthful state. So we ask now, listening audience today, those of you who are on the internet, if you really have a question, we're going to give you an opportunity to ask that question via my cell phone text. But if you have a way to call in, our number is 714-816-4673. That's 714-816-4673. And if you can't, if you're on the internet, I do. We have quite a few people who are. You can text me at 650-669-0458. That's 650-669-0458, and I will ask that question for you. And for those of you on the line, we want you to press 1. Just get ready. Just get the information that you need for yourself. And as I said before, none of us are well. So it's no sense of us trying to act like we got it like that. Because if you don't know the definition of symptometry, if you don't know the definition of how sales work, then we don't have information that's pertinent to our existence. So we're just talking about being here on this poison planet and don't know how to live here. We're in a war. So we have to act like we're in a war and put your defense mechanisms up. What is your defense mechanism? Knowledge, information, strategy on how to take care of yourself and how to live through this battle that we have called life. And it's a battlefield. So those of you who have a question about a particular thing, please just ask the question. If your toe hurt, I had a toe problem that I called Abdul Shaheed, you know, because I knew good well what was wrong with my toe. I didn't have the answer to it. So I called him up, and I got an answer to it. Now, so if you have a backache, wake up in the morning groggy, if you can't sleep at night, you know, if your knee hurt, ankle hurt, having problems with your eyes, your hearing is going away. Here's one thing, you know, some of us, and most of the people I know who are on the line, we were over 40 years old, and guess what? There's a memory problem taking place. Oh, I just a senior moment. No, it's not a senior moment. It's a mental moment, and you better take care of it while you know for a fact you're forgetting things right now. So if your memory has some issues going on, just ask a question. You'd be surprised that the answer is so simple and so really available to you to get answers. So those of us who have friends, neighbors, you know good well, we know people walking around on canes, people who've gotten hip replacement, knee replacement, you know some of these people. So ask that question just in case you have a family member who's suffering from a heart attack or who had a stroke, such as myself and my family. I've had 3 brothers in my family who's had strokes within 2 months of each other. You know, brothers who have cancer, prostate cancer, things of that nature. You know, so let's make it personal. This is your show. We're not here for us. We're here for you. That's why we call it the science of health and you. So press 1 on your phone, you know, and ask a question that may be relevant to something that's going on in your life. I got some texts coming. We do have 2 hands raised right now, so continue it. And while the others are answering these questions, just dial your phone in 3 ways, a friend, a neighbor, and a family member. So we're going to take the first call. That number is 314-305. State your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Donna from St. Louis, Missouri. And I'm just hoping that sometime during the night you will, as far as cleansing the body and keeping it clean, if you will speak to the act of fasting and how it helps the body and how best to do it.
Excellent question.
And I'm at work, so I'm going to get off and just listen, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling that. Nice, good question.
Mm-hmm.
Press 1 on your phone, please. Okay, before you answer that question, we're going to get into that one. I already know that's a healthy question. We have 314-518. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is now open.
314-518. I'm not going to get a hold. Abdul Hakim.
Good evening,
my good brother. Yes, sir.
Well,
how you doing?
Yes.
I'm doing great. Yes.
Excellent.
Crazy. Source creating. Yes. I was wondering if your guest could respond to, there's a lot of controversy about statin drugs. My doctors wanted to convince me that I should be taking those. And I was wondering if your guest could give us some clarity on why we shouldn't be taking those. Because I've heard
that's an excellent question.
Yeah, you opened up a real can. That's a real can.
Get on with it. Let's get right down to it.
Yeah, since we have no more hands raised, Kim, I'll put you on mute for a while, and then if you have another question, you can come back in when you want to, okay? Go ahead, Brother Abdul.
Yes. Drugs. I have a question for our caller. The thing about drugs, if we use them when there's no emergency or when the person is not in trauma, then that would be wrong. Drugs are used for temporary purpose, for emergency and trauma. That's when they should be used. That's the best time to use them. But when the person is over the trauma and the disease, and the emergency has passed, now you must seek out someone who knows how to take care of the needs of the cells, to repair the DNA, to reverse the person's disease. You want to cure the disease, not just treat symptoms. The disease must be cured, and here's why. After a year or two, the disease becomes a vortex of negative energy. That's what happens. Food does not cure disease. Herbs do not cure disease. And pharmaceuticals do not cure disease. Drugs treat symptom, herbs treat symptom. Symptom is not the disease. It's an indication. It's a code, an indication that your cells need help, that the DNA need to be repaired. Every disease is a code for a trained cytometry to give the cells the help that they need, and the cells themselves will reverse the person's disease. The cells have atomic intelligence, they are gifted by the Almighty, and they know how to figure things out. Man do not. That's why we have cells, 75 to 100 trillion of them. In each one of those cells, you find the nucleus. Inside the nucleus, you find the DNA, the genes, the chromosome, and chromatin. Those are the tools that will reverse disease. But the DNA must be in good repair. Otherwise, the gene would never release the blueprint to it to cure the person's disease. As long as they're on the drug will be putting more debris, more inflammatory debris in the person's system. There's no nutrients in drugs. There's no nutrients in herbs. Please understand this. Our cells use nutrients and resources to cure diseases. Resources in the form of water, oxygen, hydrogen, thermal energy, electrical energy, magnetic energy, atomic energy, nuclear energy, to take care of our health. And we have to provide the right nutrients. Ferric iron, iodine, selenium, oxygen, carbon, nitrogen, sodium, magnesium, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, potassium, manganese, cobalt, copper, zinc, selenium, tin, chromium. These minerals and atoms is what we must provide. Those are called nutrients. Then we need the B vitamins.
These are what our cells need. They don't need man-made chemical in a drug. Drugs are man-made chemical manufactured in a laboratory. Synthesize something from a plant, usually, that have an active ingredient. So there's a lot more that we can say. If you have a trauma or you're in an emergency situation, take the drugs. But once you are stabilized, you must talk to someone who know how to cure diseases, who know how to provide what the cells need, and the cells themselves will cure the disease. No man will cure the disease. The doctor become a facilitator to help ourselves, because that's what has happened. We have ignored ourselves. Taking drugs would be amount to ignoring the cells, especially if there's no trauma, especially if there's no emergency. And each year you own them, your body is falling more and more apart. It's breaking down, breaking down. So we have to remove the debris from the drugs. We have to remove debris from the food. We have to remove the debris from the herbs we take. This is what we have to learn to do every single day, because we eat food, and food leaves behind all of these things: concretion, debris, sludge, grease and grime, saturated fat people consume, all these things, things that we're exposed to, contaminants, pollutants in the water, in the air. They're everywhere. Microbes attacking us, things that we cannot see all the time. They want to feed on us because we have their food, growth factor, because we are out of balance everywhere. And all the 11 systems is out of balance. They're not efficient, and we don't know what to eat, and we don't know how to clean our 11 systems. Therefore, we have disease. We have to become smarter, get a real education about health, not be miseducated and diseducated. That's what has happened to us. So when you talk about drugs, I just gave you the two occasions where they are important. Drugs put more debris in a person's 11 system. It will block the production of enzymes. It will slow down circulation of blood. So I hope that answered the question. If the brother have a follow-up question to that, we'll listen to it.
No, okay. I appreciate you. That was very thorough in the way you explained it, but I'm certainly appreciative of that. And I hope and pray that the source creator bless the both of you for your efforts that you're giving towards us, you know, to help humanity. I pray that God, the source creator, continue to bless you both. And I would like to say that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that it makes a lot of sense. You talked about the cells, that the source creator knew exactly what he was doing when he put the cells there. He clocked into the cells what we need. That makes a lot of sense what you were saying. And I'm gonna study that and look into it. And I advise all of us that's on the line to do so, do our own research so that we can digest this and activate our lives to better health. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Press one
on your phone and take you out to queue. If you have another question, please feel free to come back, because I know you know somebody else who really needs this information that we're sharing. You know, while he was talking, if most of you who have received my flyer that I sent out, it says science, it says health and wealth. And as he was speaking, you know, we have to look at, to be healthy, it's not cheap. Medicaid is not going to do it. And see, we bought into someone else taking care of our health, but when it comes to getting the right information for our health, we don't have the funds, nor do we have the planning processes that we put in place to make those assessments. We have to do assessment of who we are, what we are, and our condition. It's just like a personal business plan. You look at this body, it is a business. You know, the definition of a corporation is a person.
So you have to treat yourself as though you are a business. You have to live your life from perspective where you got to have some savings. You got to have emergency funds out here to take care of things that don't normally be able to, that you can handle. And if you don't plan your life, you know, your life will plan you. You know, it just gets a little bit away from it. We are a personal business, and we have to look at ourselves like you. Guys, I gave each and every one of you a gift, and that gift is supposed to contribute to the gross national product of this country. And if you don't use your gift properly, you cause chaos in the universe. Now, this is
absolutely.
When you think about that, Abdul, what were you saying? I'm sick, so I can't do what I'm supposed to do. But God made you to do something. So if you don't fit
exactly
into this equation, the universe is against you. You know, so we have
waiting
to understand.
Waiting for you to do
you know,
something.
Yes. You know, we have to understand that this assessment that we have to do of our lives and our children's life. And the thing, you know, I tell you what drives me, brother, what has me so overwhelmed is my children and my grandchildren.
Yes. Yes.
They don't know what I know. And I'm derelict in my duties if I don't teach them, if I don't educate them, not just teach them, but educate them, provide them with the tools and resources they can get this information for themselves. You know,
That's absolutely correct.
You know, this is amazing what we're going through, this experience. You know, as I said before, this experience is something that we never had before. We've finally been given an operational manual. You know, everything has a manual. A car has a manual. A refrigerator has a manual. Well, where is our manual on how we operate, how we function? If the light bulb goes out mentally, what do we do? You know, if my left knee start hurting, I start limping. What do? There is no manual for the human body. And I see symptometry as being that tool, being that resource that provides us with a manual on how to handle that egg cell and sperm cell who had atomic intelligence and created you. That's enough of me to study for the rest of my life. Just a mother and father getting together. Here's a sperm cell. Here's an egg cell. Do you know they had the intelligence but two eyes and two ears and two hands in the right place?
Everything.
That's amazing. That's just
they build the
story.
Baby. They built the baby. That's what they do. But we have to give the cell the right raw material to do it.
Yes, sir. You know, we have another hand raised here, and I want to apologize to the young lady who's on the telephone because she left a message for me and told me to call her, and I didn't call her yet. And I have some information I got to get to her, but we're going to have our sister Amina come on, and she's on early today. I'm loving it. So she's learned. Amina, I know that's you because you're the only one who has
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu, Sister Amina.
Yes, it is I. I was just calling to say just that I didn't. I looked for my flyer all week. I've been looking on my email. I'm like, I'm waiting for the flyer that you mentioned to send to my email. So I'll be looking for it.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
your email
what I called about.
Okay. Your email is back up now. I know you said it had been hacked.
Yes, it
so
is. It never was down. It was just hacked. And
okay,
I've been trying but it's still there, the Gmail for now. So you could still send it because people still send
very
me
good
emails. I'm
very
just
good
porting
okay
over the important emails to my other one, you know. But right now that is still up, so you can send
very
it.
Very good. All right, very good. I got you. All right, thank you.
All right,
did you
I called you to remind you on the
okay
air.
Did you have a question?
Not this time.
Okay. Well, press 1 on your phone, and when you have a question, just push 1 and get back on, and we'll bring you back on, okay?
I definitely will. Salaamu alaikum.
Thank you for calling. Okay. I do have a question from the email. This is from the East Coast. He wants to know, when you started the show, you started talking about the coronavirus, and I definitely need some information on that and vaccines. And I'm just in a situation where I've taken the vaccine. I'm trying to read this correct. I've taken the vaccine. I've gone to work, but my energy levels have been depleted ever since I took the shot. I just can't seem to get my energy level back. So we know about vaccines, and we know about the coronavirus, and I'm going to do this one thing. I do have the person's address, I mean email address and the phone number. I'm going to forward them just for your, you know, Abdul Shaheed, the new coronavirus information that we have printed out, and also the information on the vaccine. There's information on the website that shares that, but I will make sure I send this out to you. But I just want you to share a little bit about that and an immune system and the blood and the cells in the immune system that we know. Most people don't know where their immune system is. So if you can just start off with the immune system and then share with us a little bit about the virus, the coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, and then a little breakdown on that vaccine. That I think you'll cover the bases on a lot of people who are on the line who may be afraid to ask the question because they did take the vaccine, and I want you to jack them up. So so we can give it to them this way, and you don't have to ask the question. Okay. All right. Go ahead, my good brother. I appreciate you.
The virus is not going to go away. We just have to take care of ourselves, and the virus would leave us alone. This is how it works. It's a natural process. Natural process. For those people who took the vaccine, I'm just going to share once again, drugs do not cure diseases. Vaccine do not cure diseases because vaccine is a drug. Man-made chemicals. Herbs do not cure diseases. I don't care what name they call the disease or where it happens in the body. They do not cure diseases. Food do not cure diseases. Okay? You can take a vaccine, but it won't make you healthier either. Why? Because vaccine is one of those things that would denature enzymes. Listen to me carefully. Anything that you expose yourself to that denatures your enzyme will compromise your health. Nothing happens in a human body without enzymes. Two types of enzymes, digestive enzyme and ancillary enzyme for producing brain essential, body essential, and cell essential. Once you produce the enzyme, then you denature it, you make it worthless rather than activating it and protecting it, a disease would occur. Because the body would not be able to produce brain essential, body essential, and cell essential. This is why the person do not have energy. You're blocking the production of energy because you took a vaccine. You will not be healthier, nor will you be protected from the virus. People have taken the vaccine. They're taking the booster, and they still get the virus. What are they being protected from? I mean, that's just a plain question. That's the question I would be ready to ask somebody, my doctor. Well, doc, you said if I took the vaccine, I'd be protected. Yeah, I did. I took the vaccine, I took the booster, and I still got the coronavirus. What happened? See, they didn't ask you about your diet. What are you eating? Nor did they tell you the growth factor, the food that the virus feed on. Food. Every biological organism going to gravitate to its food supply. If you have it, they're going to gravitate to you. Do you know what the growth factor for the coronavirus is? No person in leadership role have come to the people and say, here's the growth factor or the food that coronavirus look for, so don't eat this. No one has said anything of that sort but scintometry. If you want to be healthy, you must change your diet. If you want to be healthy, you must change your lifestyle. We all know that's something that we have to do different because we're making mistakes. We have to correct them scientifically. Our diet must be scientific. Scientific eating, scientific cooking, and scientific living on this planet. In order not to catch a disease. That's what we must enforce. So the growth factor for the coronavirus is carbonic acid. We drink carbonated sodas that put excess carbonic acid in our system. We already have carbonic acid circulating in our blood. Then we eat ice cream. We drink cold beverages with ice in it. We eat ice. We consume saturated fat. We put butter and margarine on our bread. All of these things will produce excess carbonic acid in us. We eat chocolate. We drink milk. All of these things will produce excess carbonic acid in us. It will block the production of enzymes. If you have an enzyme deficit, no way you're going to be healthy. And then many of us already have underlying diseases. We're already in a bad fix. We don't know anything about the virus, how the virus come about, how do virus, where do they come from? Have anyone told you where a virus comes from? Do you have any information on viruses? How many there are? They want to protect you from one or two viruses when there are hundreds of them? And you think you're going to be protected by taking a vaccine? Man, you are mistaken. Viruses are airborne, waterborne, foodborne. You eating food with viruses on them because you eat salad. How do you get rid of them? What are you spraying them with when you eat the salad? Nothing. But you're wearing a mask to protect you, and that's going to protect you from the virus, but you're eating salads. The virus is everywhere. It's on the plant food. They're just not coming off of humans. They're in the air. Their mode of transportation is the dust, and wind blows dust everywhere. On your steering wheel in your car, on the seat in your car, on your dashboard, on the counter in your car, on your patio, on your banister when you walk into your home. And once you open the door, they're in your home. They're everywhere. Airborne, foodborne, waterborne viruses. Now what are you going to do to protect yourself? We have an immune system, brothers and sisters. We have an immune system. And our immune system work along with our lymphatic system. We produce T-cell, B-cell, interferons. Where are they produced? Have anyone told you? They're produced in the red bone marrow. Red bone marrow. But you don't know how to remove the dirt and the garbage from the red bone marrow, and you don't know how to nourish the red bone marrow to produce ferocious T-cells and B-cells and interferons to protect you. You don't know about your mucous membrane. You don't know about the lymphatic system, the garbage disposal system, and you don't know how to keep it clean. You have all of these systems, 11 systems in your body that's supposed to be designed to keep you healthy, and you don't know how to clean any of them. And you go to the doctor, expect him to make you well again. He can't do it. He can only treat your symptoms. He give you a drug to treat symptoms. As your body deteriorate and deteriorate and deteriorate and fall apart. And pretty soon you're going to run out of energy. Someone said, I'm losing energy. I'm exhausted all the time. Well, here's a point that you must know. You are energy. The person housed in that body is energy. You are a column of energy. Once it's depleted, that will become your expiration date. Your heart will stop beating without energy. Your lung will stop pumping without energy. It won't contract and expand. That part of our brain, the cerebellum, that controls our cardiovascular, cardiac center. And it controls our breathing. Once that stops functioning, you're gonna expire. And you don't know anything about the cerebrospinal fluid. Mm-hmm. To keep that part of your brain healthy, the garbage that's in there, the sludge that's there. So there's a lot for us to learn.
Yes, it is.
Here's how you support your immune system. Here's how you support your immune system. There's a molecule that Centometer has called formerly A16B. It helps our immune system to produce an enzyme. Health is all about producing enzymes. That enzyme is called dehydrogenase. Dehydrogenase. It's an enzyme that removes lactic acid, lithium acid, and carbonic acid from blood. The food that the coronavirus feeds on, that's why he's attracted to you. Carbonic acid circulates in our blood. It goes to our lungs, and that's where the gas exchange takes place. The carbonic acid transfer into carbon dioxide, and we breathe it out, brothers and sisters, and we breathe in oxygen. If you cannot breathe out the carbon dioxide, the hemoglobin must be attached to oxygen. If oxygen is not being attached to the hemoglobin, then carbon dioxide would be attached, and that carbon dioxide would transfer into carbon monoxide, suffocating the person. A virus cannot divide on its own. It needs our cells to replicate itself. It needs a host. It cannot even divide on its own. How can it control a human being who has a brain, a 3-pound brain? And the virus do not have a weight on a scale, no weight at all. You can't even see it. It's so tiny. It's smaller than our cells, Brother Rashid. And it cannot replicate on its own. How can something like that be so much more intelligent than a human? What's driving it? Here's what you don't know about biological existence. The aim of biological existence is to thrive for longevity. It wants to stick around as long as it can. Man does something, it's going to change and mutate. That's what they do. No one told you that first, that viruses mutate. They're smart. You do something to try to stop it, it's going to do something to try to survive. The more you try to do something, the more it's going to do something. So stop trying to do something. Just work on yourself. That's what each one of us has to do. We have to work on ourselves, work on our immune system, support the immune system with formula A16B that would produce interferon, T cells and B cells to fight the virus naturally. Naturally. Naturally and scientifically. I said it 3 times.
Yes, sir. Well,
that's what
question.
You have to do. And you avoid the growth factors. And you avoid all of the sources of saturated fat because that will calcify our cells. Well, they will be no good for us. So this is what we do to protect ourselves from a virus. Here's where viruses come from, just in case you want to know. If you have an animal or a human, when they die, they must be buried or cremated. If they're not buried or cremated, they're just left out in the open. Their DNA and their RNA will transfer into viruses. There are 2 types of viruses, DNA viruses, RNA viruses. That's where they come from. Millions and billions of them. So animal carcasses must be buried or cremated. This is what must happen. They have those animal farms all over the place in China. And they don't bury those things when they die, those carcasses, and be diligent at doing that, then life will transfer from one form to another form. And that's exactly what happens. That's how viruses come about. Man always not doing what they're supposed to do. This is how what happened. We are the bad link in the whole change. When it comes to this creation, when it comes to our environment, we're the bad link. We upset the banners. There's a perfect symmetry that exists. And when it's out of balance, things go bad. Your body works the same way. I hope I beat that horse to death.
Yeah, I can't. You did a little work. You did a little work on that one. So that's a good thing because you answered the question for a lot of people. And one of the questions that I'm sure you answered was the fact that where do they come from? Dead carcass.
Yes.
You know, so when you look at China and you go to the market, you got dead meat laying all over the place. You
all
know, so you can see how something like that would transpire. And then another thing you said that life transform, and so does death. That's
exactly.
I mean,
it's
you know, I'll be studying that all night tonight. You know, so that was a good thing. I do have another question here from online. You mentioned the formula, and you mentioned cerebral. Now he can spell it, but that's okay. I know he's saying cerebral spinal
fluid.
Right,
yeah, cerebral spinal fluid.
How often do you take the AB 16B? That was one of the questions. How often should you take it if you're starting out on a program? And we know about broccoli cleanse. We know about ginger root therapeutic. We know about some of those things. But here's a person who don't know, and they just want to know, if I want
exactly.
to get started, what is the best suggestion to get started?
Well, I would have to ask them a couple of questions because everybody's different. If they've been exposed
yes.
to the virus, then you might take more. If you want to prevent yourself from getting the virus, you've never been exposed, you're not affected by it, do you have any underlying diseases? All these things would make a difference in how frequent the person would take the formula A16D.
Okay.
But on the average, and nobody's average, by the way, we all are unique. So who's average?
Right.
Nobody hand would go up
right.
when you say, who's average in here? Everybody's
right.
unique. There's no average
yes.
person.
Right.
We all got our peculiarities. That's how it is. But in a normal situation, if you avoid the growth factor, if you avoid the sources of saturated fat, you avoid the sources of carbonic acid, taking the formula A16B once every 3 months to support the immune system will be sufficient. This is for prevention. Now, we all know that saying, an ounce of prevention is more valuable than a pound of cure. Now,
right.
after you have a disease, then that's work that you have to do, more involved. But in order to prevent a virus, all you have to do is take that formula A16B and avoid the sources of saturated fat and go about your business.
Okay.
The virus will not affect you. Because here's what happens. We all have an electromagnetic field, or aura, energy that extends from our inside to our outside. If you have an infrared camera, you'll be able to see that aura. That's our energy field, our electromagnetic field. Electromagnetic, electrical and magnetism combined. And we all have one. I don't care how weak it is. But here's the thing, when it comes to a virus, they have antennas. They can detect the strength of your electromagnetic field. That will give them a good indication that your immune system is robust or if it's compromised, if it's weakened by something. That's how they know who to attack. They don't attack everybody. The virus do not attack everybody. They attack the weak people, weak. Who have a disease, who have underlying the condition. The immune system is weak for some reason. And nobody told you, you must strengthen whatever is weak, must be strengthened. This is the universal law. In coming to symptomatry, we show you how to strengthen all of the 11 systems, make them robust, so you have the resistance against viruses and any other disease. Resistance. Resist diseases. Things that we have to do in order to get to that point. But once every 3 months, if you take the formula A16B, if you don't have any underlying condition, you just want to prevent from getting the virus and support your immune system so you can produce T cell, B cell interferon in the red bone marrow. There are stem cells. I'm sure we all have heard of stem cells. They've been experimenting and doing all kinds of things with stem cells. Well, we have stem cells. They are unspecialized cells. This is what produces our white blood cells, red blood cells, platelets, all these things. T cells, B cells, interferons, all these things. The stem cell in our red bone marrow. Sometimes you know how to remove the concretion, the garbage from the red bone marrow and nourish the red bone marrow. How to remove from the that sludge and the debris that covers the periosternum, which is the bone covering. It covers all of the 206 bone of the human body. So in order to produce these cells in the number that we should produce them, we have to often remove the sludge from the periosternum so we can produce ferocious T cells, B cells, interferon, red blood cells, platelets, white blood cells, all these things to keep us healthy. They all work together. We're interconnected, integrated, interdependent, interrelated. And all our systems operate as one biological unit working together, and that's how it's done. But if you have any other underlying condition, you may take the formula A16B every week to support your bone structure. It removes lithic acid. It removes citric acid. It removes lactic acid, all these things that our body produces naturally. We are responsible for cleaning those things out, for clearing those things out. It helps to do those things. If you have breathing problems, take the formula A16B. You can support yourself by doing that. If you have so-called arthritis, pain here, there, everywhere, take the formula A16B. Also, do the sulfur cleanse with broccoli. The sulfur cleanse with broccoli to clean your cerebrospinal fluid. Oftentimes, that is the problem. That's why neurons are circulating. That's where all our nerves go through there. And the neurons are firing back and forth, receiving signal and sending signal 24/7, thousands of times a day. In the neuron, we have to produce. They don't divide like our regular cells. We have to produce them. If you're eating chaotically, you won't be able to produce them. All these things help to keep us well and healthy.
Okay.
All this 11 system work together.
All righty, we want to welcome our listening audience to IWDM Radio, to The Science of Health in You. This show is designed to provide you with an interactive lab to discuss a wide array of self-care initiatives for optimal health, to ask questions, and we provide information. We're not here to give medical advice. We're here to provide you with information and tools and resources to help you do a needs analysis on yourself so you can come up with the assessment and determine what it is that you need. I think you started off, Abdul, real beautifully when the guy said how often you take it. It's just the steps that one has to take. You have to know who you are, what you are, and how you are. You got to know the condition that you find yourself in. So starting off with the right food is a great start. It's a flat-out great start. And we do have a list of the 45 foods that you should eat and foods that you shouldn't eat. There's books out talking about the downside of nutrition. There's information that we provide, such as the broccoli cleanse. And before we go to the cerebral spinal fluid, because these two kind of interconnected, I do want you to talk about the four. I want you to talk about the four different levels of broccoli, the four components of it that does what they do to help you out. I think that's really clear. And then talk about the ginger. Between the foods, the broccoli cleanse, the ginger, and understanding how to cleanse your cerebral spinal fluid to prevent things from happening to you. Matter of fact, if your cerebral spinal fluid gets still blocked up, you won't be around to talk about it. We're not trying to scare anybody, but you need to know. That's why I want to kind of, as we begin to close down, really hone in on that cerebral spinal fluid where every single nerve in your body, every single organ your body is connected to. We need to know that type of thing. So welcome again to IWDM Radio. For those of you who want to make a phone call, 714-810, 4673 if you're on the internet. And those of you who are on the line right now, if you have a question, if you know someone in your family who has an illness, and maybe you have an illness or something's wrong with you, press one on your phone. Ask that particular question while you have Abdul Shahid on the phone. This is free advice. This is about you. It's about your health. It's about your family. It's about your friends. It's about your neighbors. It's just information that we need to know. How do we intend for our children to learn in school when they're eating the wrong food? How are our children supposed to learn how to function as a human being? Because guess what? If they're not eating the right food, they're not doing the right things. And we're going to talk about a little mental health here. We talked about that earlier. How we as family members, as parents, cause this mental health issue in our own community. You know, they've done a survey called the ACE survey with an adverse childhood experience and finding out that food and how it affects the thinking process that you and our children, what you do as a child that carries over to what you do as a teenager, what you do as a teenager carries over to what you do as an adult. And therefore, you begin to have these experiences that were adversities during your childhood. So if you're not feeding your children properly, if they're going to school with honey buns, if your high school students are having chocolates and all these coffees that they get from Starbucks and all the things that they're participating in, not knowing that when you get to a classroom, you wonder why you get tired, you wonder why you don't want to listen, you wonder why you can't perceive and reason. These are things that happen, and we allow this to happen. So by us not knowing, our children don't know. So we want to cover that area. And those, once again, press 1 on your phone if you have a question. 650-669-0458 if you want to ask a question from the internet. And so let's get started. this is my favorite part of the program. When you start talking about the cerebrospinal fluid, when you start talking about the food groups and not eating the right food. I know it's hard for us. I like how that tastes. Ah, man, I can't stop eating that. It just tastes too good. Oh, my goodness. We're going to die from something anyway. We're going to have to change our mindset. We're going to have to change our mindset. If you want to be here in this new age of enlightenment, if you want to be here participating in this new normal that the Creator has provided us with, then we're going to have to change the way we do what we do. So with that, my brother, go ahead and share.
Yes. You know, we have 11 systems, Brother Rashid. We keep going back to our system. And this is what helped us to keep healthy. And we've been studying these 11 systems. It is to sulfur cleanse with B sulfur that cleans all of the 11 system. It cleans all the way into the cell, to the mitochondria, even all the way into the nucleus of the cell. That is absolutely amazing. Because we eat food, we have diseases. Because food leaves behind debris, all these things, concretion, poison, toxic, garbage, coal tar derivative, additives, preservatives, all these things are in the food. The sugar, the starch, the protein, the fats, and the oil. Some of these foods are undigested. We have digesting food inside of our system. We have man-made chemicals, polluters, coming from medical diets, pharmaceutical drugs, preservative, additive, coloring, heavy metal. And some of us are going through chemotherapy, using chemotherapy drugs, radiation, and pesticide in the food, herbicide in the food, venom. Insects biting on us, spiders biting on us, snakes biting us. All these things are circulating in our blood. And we don't know how to remove these things. Many of us don't know how to remove these things. These things will continue to poison us because they will circulate in our blood and blood goes everywhere. So one of the methods we can use to sanitize our blood and clean up our cerebrospinal fluid is to sulfur cleanse with broccoli. Broccoli has five of the different allotropes of sulfur. One of them is sulfuric acid. These are good sulfur, by the way, good sulfur in the broccoli. And there's a method that we use to release the sulfur. You have to use science in order to release the sulfur. There are good sulfur and there are bad sulfur. And unfortunately, if you consume bad sulfur, it will eliminate the good sulfur from our body. This is what happened to us. We will eliminate the good sulfur. And sulfur had to be throughout. We said once on this program that oxygen is the life giver. It activates life. It sustains life. But sulfur and iron sustain the oxygen. This is what we must know. That's what sustained the oxygen. So we have sulfuric acid. Yes.
You have to say that. You have to say that one more time. One more time.
This is how everything is connected. Everything is connected. Nothing is haphazard. Oxygen sustains life. You know, and when we breathe in oxygen, there will still be many places in our body that will not have oxygen. We have oxygen in the air we breathe. We have oxygen in the water we drink. And we have oxygen in the food we eat. And there will still be places in the human body that will lack oxygen. How is that possible? Think about it. It is because oxygen does not circulate freely in the human body. You don't just breathe it in and you got oxygen everywhere. That's not how it works. Why? Because we're made out of collagen. We're made out of protein. Everything about the human being is protein, collagen. It is because we're made from collagen, our foundation and structure, everything, even the DNA is protein unit, RNA protein unit, the gene protein unit. Our frame, our foundation, the brain, everything, protein. But people want to pigeonhole themselves to be a vegan or vegetarian. I eat a plant-based diet. You're not a plant. Get over it. We are animal. You have animal kingdom. You have plant kingdom. Unfortunately, man falls under the animal kingdom. And when his health is compromised, the animal comes out of him. You see the real beast. Because you cannot produce enzyme. You cannot produce neurotransmitter. And the real beast comes out. Don't get it twisted, brothers and sisters. Don't go for the okey-doke. We are made from protein. And oxygen must be escorted into the cells in order for our cells to benefit. It does not circulate freely. It must be attached to the hemoglobin with iron. That's why they call it iron-rich blood. Without iron, the oxygen won't be where it needs to be. If you're anemic, you have a problem. Without that escort into the cell, oxygen will not be where it needs to be. It enters the cell with an escort, pathways. Every nutrient that we eat that our cells need have a pathway, have their own pathways into the cell. We don't know this. If you haven't been taught, you haven't went to a school called the American School of Symptometry that teach this every day. How are you going to know this? You think your doctor is going to tell you? You don't have a 10-minute spin with you to prescribe your drugs and give you the prescription? So you can keep coming back? And you're going to get another disease because every drug have side effects. Side effects is a fancy way to say that you're going to get another disease. They don't want to just come out and tell you, but that's what the side effects mean, another disease. Begin to think. Then you will see what is going on here. You'll see what's going on. So that's just about oxygen. Oxygen activates life. It is the mother of all energy. If it's not in the cell, So the other energy won't be in the cells either. And the neoplastic enzyme, cancer, is a neoplastic enzyme. It destroys everything it comes in contact with. If oxygen is not there, then the potential for cancer to exist, because oxygen is not where it's supposed to be. There can be no emptiness in the creation. The Almighty creates something for all of the space. If it's not there, what's supposed to be there, our own body would create something to fill the void, and there would be negativity. That's what you must know about your health. If oxygen is not there, if the neurotransmitter is not there, if the brain cells are not where they're supposed to be and operating like they're supposed to be, neurofiber level plaque, you heard that word before? Plaque?
Yeah.
Will take up the difference. That's how plaque get in the brain, because neurotransmitter and neurons are not where it's supposed to be. Cannot be any emptiness. Something must fill the void. You either have health or you have disease. Which one do you want? It's a choice. It's a choice, Brother Rashid. Which one do you want?
Sir.
You can choose health. If the health is not in the person, surely you will have disease. That's how it works.
Simple.
So
can't
we
make
have sulfuric acid, one of the sulfur from the broccoli. What does sulfuric acid do? Many manufacturers use sulfuric acid to produce explosive and dynamite. In the human body, it will explode concretion, blow them up out of the way. Isn't that amazing how this can happen? All that garbage and concrete can be exploded at the cellular level with sulfuric acid. Absolutely amazing. That's just one of the sulfur allotropes. Another one is sulfuric acid. Sulfuric acid works best in the gallbladder and in the liver. It also works in the large intestine, in the skin, and in the sweat glands, where it served as a first-class degreaser. People who consume saturated fat, you are able to clear it up. Degreaser. It cleans up grease, grime. It prevents fatty liver, fat degeneration of the heart, fat degeneration of the kidneys. Fat deposits everywhere. If you consume saturated fat, you have fat globs just circulating in your brain, slowing down electrons, slowing down neurotransmitter, slowing down neurons. That's supposed to be no fat in our brain, no insulation there. It is so jam-packed with neurons, brain cells, nerves. All these things, it is jam-packed, no room for any fat or insulation of the brain. That's why heat escapes most from our head. We lose heat from our head, especially in the wintertime when we don't cover it. Heat is very important for our cells to activate themselves with energy, thermal energy, very necessary. Cover your head in the wintertime. That is the best thing that you can do for yourself, to maintain your heat. Your system works faster and better with thermal energy. And it produces more energy from the thermal energy. Must have heat. Next, sulfur. Sulfur trioxide. Sulfur trioxide breaks the chemical bond on every compound in the tissue that is insoluble, like heavy metal, aluminum hydroxide, in baked products, antacid. We have aluminum in them. All kind of aluminum in pharmaceutical tablets, aluminum lauric in powder, aluminum capricate in every processed food, aluminum palmitate in antiperspirant, deodorant, aluminum salt, and anti-caking additive, like the one used in salt, aluminum potassium sulfate, that is inferior that we feed to our children because we don't know better. Because we don't know better. We eat cereal. We have aluminum in it. Aluminum silicate in clay consumers. Aluminum cereal in chewing gum. All kind of aluminum in the plastic capsule that people use in the supplementation. So sulfur trioxide would dissolve these heavy metals when you do the sulfur cleanse with broccoli. Another sulfur allotrope, tetravalent sulfur is a four valent sulfur that is powerful enough to penetrate the nucleus in all of the other cellular organelles, the mitochondria. Clear the grease and the grime from it so you don't be exhausted. So you be loaded with energy. You be energized if you did it properly. These are things that we can do a few times a week to remove these things from our body, the pollutants, internal pollutants, external pollutants, contaminated food that we happen to eat sometimes. Pollutants in the air, in the water. We're on planet Earth. We cannot escape these things. So we have to do the repair and the maintenance to our body. This is what we have to do. We are responsible for that, not your doctor. We have to clear these things from our body. That's what's making us sick. We eat food with the nutrient and poison intermingled together. That's what a plant able to do. Plant nutrients and their poison that they produce are intermingled, mixed in together. We have no enzyme to process poison. So we have to separate the poison from our food. But plant, they don't have to do that. The poison is intermingled with their nutrients. And we are not plants. Plant enzyme would do no good in our body. Our own cell must produce our own enzyme from the raw material that we feed it. That's what eating is all about. We're giving ourselves the raw material, and they will produce every essential, brain essential, body essential, and cell essential that they need to keep us healthy. This is how it works. So tetravalent sulfur will clean and clear the smooth and the rough endoplasmic reticulum that mitigate microwave, that mitigate solar or UV radiation, that mitigate gamma rays, X-rays. Our own body has the ability to mitigate all of these things, 3G, 4G, 5G. But you have to know what to do. Instead of running around being afraid and being scared, we're not going back in the dark ages. We're in the middle of the most technicalized society that has ever existed. You think it's going backwards? No, it's going to keep inventing things. And we have to know what to do and adapt to keep our own health. We are responsible for our health. Nobody else is. Who's going to clean up your 11th system if you don't? You have to learn these things, and you can learn those things. I'm learning them. We have a school now set up to teach people. The best investment is the investment into your health. It's not money that's thrown away. And the more you invest in your health, the smarter you'll become. You'll be able to produce neurons by the billion every single day. You will understand where thoughts come from, where ideas come from. And your gene will lead you to where you need to be and where you need to go. Your own gene will bring people to you to help you solve any problem. This is how it's done.
All right.
Well, I tell you.
So what other, Brother Rashid, the last one is sulfuric dioxide.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
The cellular organelle called Lysosome uses sulfur dioxide to quickly mature the T cells in the thymus gland so that they can quickly kill as many microbes in the body as possible. Isn't that amazing? We mentioned the T cell earlier.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing what's in the sulfur, the broccoli with sulfur, how to activate those things. You have to prepare the broccoli in a scientific way, and we have the instruction on how to do it. It liberates, sulfur dioxide liberates the interferon that we spoke of earlier to kill all viruses. Do I need to say anything else, Brother Rashid, about viruses?
Oh, I don't think so. You know, we have
well,
questions.
Well, I think we killed that creature.
I know. A virus is dead, you know. The wicked virus is dead.
If somebody
tells me
what
get...
to do about the virus, they're not listening.
Okay. We have a hand raised, and we have two questions. Let me. I'm going to put the questions out there and take the one who one of them was my bones hurt. I have a hard time getting up out of the bed. I already know what this answer is going to be, so we're going to put that to the side just for a minute. I ache all over, you know, and you kind of shared a little bit about it, but you can address this for them. And the other question we have here is the thyroid gland has been taken out. This is from California. Good friend, I know this person very, very well. I mean, I share with her, please don't do that. And she
exactly.
She listens to Franklin. You know who I'm talking about. Franklin, hope she don't feel bad for me saying it, because I told her myself, Dr. Frankenstein told
don't
you to
do
what, okay? But she had it done, and she's having a very hard time talking, communicating.
Yes.
But I told her to go study what the thyroid gland is. If you just understand, it has a purpose. And it serves a purpose. So we want you to share with that. So those two things are the questions we're going to show. We got about 22 minutes to go. So we're going to allow you to do that. But I do have a hand raised here. And that hand is on the line. Anybody else have a question they want to ask? You know, here's an opportunity. This is the Science of Healthy You. We talk about an interactive discussion on a wide array of self-care initiatives. And when I say self-care, I don't want to say healthcare, because we talk about cell care, and you're going to have to do this yourself. You're going to have to do it. That's why I use that term self-care instead of healthcare. And you view on optimal health. So any other person who has a question that they want to ask, here's the time to raise your hand. We get short on time. You won't be able to get to them until next Tuesday, or he'll leave you with his information. And since you want to have a private consultation with him, you have that opportunity. So we have 347-613. Your mic is open. Please state your name and tell us where you call from.
Salam.
Yes. My name is Bernard, and I'm calling from Virginia. And my question is, you spoke about ginger therapeutics. Can you elaborate on what that's good for?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, that goes with your broccoli cleanse. Go ahead, you take that right now.
Yeah, that ginger therapeutic ginger beverage is just absolutely amazing. I don't know how much, I mean, that's so much we can say about the ginger. Ginger, if you know what you're doing, it has to be done scientifically, because it can be problematic if you don't know what you're doing. Just like everything else, oxygen can be problematic if you don't know what you're doing. Too much oxygen, excess oxidation, also age the person. It will kill you. So ginger is very alkaline, which means it has the ability to over-alkalize your blood. So you have to use it and do it by following the scientific protocol. And ginger has all of the B vitamins. It also have the 20 essential and semi-essential amino acids all in one place. Why are amino acids so important? Amino acids are so important because that is what is used, the main portion of the enzyme, amino acids. that is called alpha enzyme, the main portion of the enzyme, called alpha enzyme, that is combined with coenzyme, cofactor, and most of them are B vitamins. And the ginger has the B vitamins, and ginger has the amino acid all in one place. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. My goodness.
And that allows us to produce.
Can you take it every day? You know.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. The question was,
can you use the ginger therapeutics every day, or do you have to use it
you can drink it every day.
Yeah.
But, you know, an ounce or two. You don't need a whole lot of it. In the human body, less is more. But the human being thinks more is more. So you can drink a small amount every day. And what it does, it helps you to build an enzyme surplus. Ginger has a large quantity of copper, anti-inflammatory products, cortisol to regulate blood sugar levels. It has vitamin B1, B2, B3, B5, and B12, and people go pay money to get that injection to stop pain. When you have the best pain reliever inside your body, your body made the best pain reliever in the universe. Substance P, encapsulamine, dopamine, endorphin. Those are the four best painkillers in the universe. Your own body produced them. But you'll go somewhere and have somebody inject you with something to relieve pain because they shut down your nerve. That's what they do. They paralyze your nerve. You don't feel anything after that. But you have pain for a reason, to let you know something is not right. Something is out of order. Something is out of balance. Do something. That's what the pain is for. So also, Jen, you have the protein carrying molecule. It's antivirus. We talk about viruses. This is antivirus. You already set up your immune system. You take the ginger. You drink the ginger every day. Use fortifying your 11th system to be working efficiently. You're able to build an enzyme surplus every day. You need these enzymes every day. The ginger also anti-mold, anti-fungus, anti-parasitic. The ginger is also a pH adjuster. It would adjust the pH. Our body is not supposed to be alkaline. It's supposed to be balanced. And that's what ginger would do. It would adjust the pH to a proper balance. The colon is alkaline. The blood is alkaline. The man's prostate is alkaline. Most every place else is acidic by design. And also the 20 amino acid for DNA. The ginger have those. There are 20 amino acids that make up the DNA. Ginger have all 20 of them. Now, if you want to repair the DNA, do you think, Brother Rashid, to make sense to use the therapeutic ginger beverage, to drink it every day to repair DNA? Because the gene would never release the blueprint to a DNA that's in disrepair. All of these things that symptoms you have are connected. They work together.
Okay.
So if you have the therapeutic ginger beverage recipe, start using it just to keep coming and getting information and not executing, not applying the information. Does no good.
Right.
Symptometry is applied therapeutic science. It must be applied in order for you to benefit. That's what we must do. Hopefully that answers the question.
Okay.
Bernard, what I'll do, if you have my phone number, 650-669-0458, I'll send you a copy of the ginger therapeutic recipe as well as the broccoli cleanse. Those two things together, you'd be running around the track all day long, man. I'm telling you. it's just a phenomenal opportunity. And then at some point in time, you want to participate with the A16B. So if you really look into change your life, You know, you just got some phenomenal mm-hmm. information, and we want to thank you for calling in. And please tune in each and every Tuesday from 6 to 8 o'clock. We look forward to you. But more importantly, Bernard, tell a friend about it. Tell a family member. Tell a neighbor. It's a family affair. We have to save ourselves. You know, we got to protect us as our culture. We have to protect our children. And I just wanted to say that to you. And just thank you for calling, my good brother. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. That's a lot of
listening.
Okay, we have another line that's open.
Somebody had
and,
a question about the bones, aching bones, Brother Rashid, right?
Oh, yeah, I know. So in between the next call, I get the aching bone question out right now. Hey, Bernard, if you can push one on your phone, just take yourself out the queue. I appreciate it. If you want to come back in, please press one again. Thank you, Bernard.
This time, oh, my goodness. I know who this person is. I tell you, boy, it's painful. It's just painful.
Wow.
Your back hurts. Your hand hurts. I can't get up. I have to go to work. I'm in pain. And I know some type of sedation is taking place just to get through the day. I don't know what it is, but I know I'm not the one to answer that question. Please take your time and help my cousin out. Okay.
What's pain?
Go ahead and answer that question. Yeah, just the body hurts. Her body hurts.
Wow.
You know, she's having pain in so many places. And 636-383, you're next on the line, so just hang on.
Is she going to ask the question, or does she want me to just go ahead and answer?
No, just take her there. You know, just take her there, and then we'll have that conversation with you later on. But I know there's some other people who have hands that are hurting sometimes. There's like arthritis sitting in the different parts of your body, your elbow, your shoulder, your fingers, you know, and not being able to bend your fingers all the time properly without having some type of disability. So arthritis, you know, and that's basically what we're going to talk about here. This is serious. You can have arthritis almost any part of your body. People don't understand that. So why don't you just take the lead and just guide her down the right path, if you don't mind.
Yes. Well, it just sum everything up that we've been talking about. The person have neglected their self for decades upon decade. And this is what happens. Our own body produced the best pain reliever, substance P, encapsulin, endorphin, dopamine, the best pain reliever in the universe. But what happened, we eat the wrong food and we shut down the production. And that means that our pain threshold is nil to nothing. And we have, based on what we're eating and what we've been exposed to, we have ripped the myelin sheets off the nerves. There's no protection for the nerves. Our system is acidic. And then you have the nerves there with no protection. Myelin sheet protect the nerve, Brother Rashid.
Yeah, just, don't you expand on that?
Like power lines
that
receive the signal.
Yeah, yes, indeed. If you just get that myelin down, Pack. I think a lot of people hear that word don't know what you're talking about. It's like stripping the. you have a cord, you plug it to the wall. You take the plastic, pull it back, and you see wires. Come on, talk to us.
Yeah. So the myelin sheet is like insulation on the nerves because they're inside our system. Our nerves are embedded in the muscle. And you got is acidic acid in that area. And there's nothing protecting the nerve. The nerves are protected by this sheet, this insulation called myelin sheet. And that's what it's there for. And if we rip it off, there's no protection. No protection. And you're going to feel pain. Every time something comes up, you're going to feel pain. And you're not producing the pain reliever on top of that. It will be everywhere because those pain mitigators are like neurotransmitters. And if you do not have the enzyme, because you denatured them based on what you're eating, this is why scientific eating is so important. This is why you cannot consume citrus acid, like in citrus fruits. This is why you cannot consume saturated fat. Certain foods, certain vegetables, you cannot eat them. You cannot eat salads. You cannot eat nuts and seeds. You cannot eat on ice and put ice in beverages. You cannot do it. These things will compromise the cells, and the cell will be neglected. And the debris, these food will cause more debris, will produce more debris in the 11th system throughout the body, including in the brain. More debris everywhere. And this would lead to a dirty, and I hate to use this word, but I want to get to have the right picture in mind, dirty and filthy cerebrospinal fluid. It will be dirty and filthy, and no one have told you that you should clean it periodically with the broccoli cleanse. And sometimes you must ionize it with subatomic particles. So neurons will be able to fire signals and receive signals. And then we have the muscles and the nerves and the ligament, the tendon, attached to bones. They're attached to the bones. And on that bone, all bones, every bone in our body has a film, a tissue, peristernum. That will be absorbing some of the debris, some of the information will be absorbed by the peristernum. And it will absorb all of the debris, but as it do that, then anything attached to the bone will be compromised. The nerve, the muscle, the bone itself will be deteriorating because it will be very difficult to nourish the bone if the peristernum is absorbing debris and concretion and garbage. Those things have to be ionized away, dissolved, cleared. If you do these things, change your diet, and institute some of these reversal techniques and repair the DNA to produce neurons, to produce neurotransmitters, to reverse the so-called arthritis, because arthritis is a broad term, you want to get rid of the pain. You have garbage throughout the 11th system, and they need to be cleared. So sometimes you might have to use a particulate, subatomic particle, to clear them, faster. And the 11th system has to be nourished with molecule, dehydrated nutrients that's properly combined. This is how you correct the problem. We restore cellular health at the cellular level. We sanitize the blood. We produce enzymes. And don't denature the enzyme. We activate them. And then you begin to produce the neurotransmitter, acetylcholine, serotonin, norepinephrine, all the other neurotransmitters. You begin to produce them. And the pain mitigators, naturally, without drugs. If you take drugs, you're going to have more debris, more negative energy in your system. This is what happened, Brother Rashid, when a person have constant pain. Yes, the nerves are ripped off and no pain mitigators being produced to ease that.
I think you did a very thorough job on very, very thorough job on that particular question.
Thank
so
you.
We're going to bring on 636-383, and I just want to say something to everyone who's on the line today. You have children or grandchildren. Can you imagine taking a child and providing him with this information properly, and what type of mind would that child and what type of body would that child have if you scientifically grow them properly? You're talking about the next geniuses in our country. We talking about how to create a genius in your own household. You need to understand what we're talking about. So we thank you for that particular answer, Abdul. We have 636-383. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is open.
Abdul Rahim, Winfield, Missouri. Assalamu alaikum. My question is, what causes muscle spasms?
Good question.
Excellent question. is go back pretty much to the same thing, cell neglect. There are eight muscle protein to nourish the muscle. If you don't nourish them, and then if they do not produce enough electricity, that's what you'll have, muscle spasm. And if you eat the wrong food that's high in potassium, it will aggravate it even more. It will cause more cramping, more spasm, cramping. Electrical energy, like thereof, not being produced. What kind of salt are you cooking with?
Say again?
What kind of salt are you cooking with?
Morton's iodized table salt.
How long you been cooking with that?
About 2 months.
What were you using before?
Sea salt.
That's the problem right there. Did you use the other salt, like Himalayan, pink salt, rock salt, any of those?
No, I didn't use any of those, just the sea salt.
But you use the pink salt, you said?
Just the white sea salt.
Sea salt.
Yeah.
Sea salt.
With iodized sea salt.
Iodine sea salt. The iodine is good, but the sea salt and bromine in it come from the sea, okay. Bromine. And a bromine is an endocrine destroyer. Destroys glands, hormones, and we need those to regulate things. And then if you eat habitizing food like string bean, English peas, bananas, carrots, cucumbers, those things. Do you eat any of those things?
No.
Okay. Have you ever eaten any of them?
Yeah, I've eaten them in the past. I don't think I've eaten any of that type of stuff in the last couple of years.
Okay, so you ate them in the past, which means that those things are still in your system, the concretion from them and the results of them, the damage from them, you have not repaired the damage from eating them, see?
Okay.
Those things have to be ironized, and you have to use what we've been talking about, the sulfur cleanse, the other therapeutics we talk about. Ginger therapeutics. And then the blood sanitizer with the citrus principle. All these things have to clean those things up out of your system.
Okay.
And sometimes you to use subatomic particles to correct the DNA.
Okay.
But that is what's happening. The muscle spasm can be cured. Every disease, matter of fact, can be cured. It's up to the person. So just give us a call when we give our contact information. Can we give you more information to have them?
Thank you, Carl.
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good day. Right. Okay, we wind it down to the 1 minute area.
Yeah.
Boy, time flies
time
fast.
Time goes by so fast
fun.
When you're having fun, Brother Rashid.
I'm telling you, I know. So much great information, brother. You know, so why don't you prepare your closing remarks, and I'm just going to say a couple of things to those who are on the line today. Come back next time with somebody. You know, I know
Absolutely.
We all have a loved one. We have a parent. We have a child. You know, to get this information to our children's hands right now, I'm telling you, it's just so essential. I know sometimes we think our children don't want to listen to us, but my granddaughter, 3, 5 years old, my grandfather said, I can't eat that. So you can't tell me the children don't listen.
Excellent.
These babies listen to you.
They listen.
If you give them the right explanation on why I can't eat this, and once I explain it to my granddaughter, she will not touch it. She will not. She will fight you. My granddaughter said, "No, I can't eat it. I'm not going to eat it." You know, I have to talk to her mother.
Excellent.
Because you know these are things. So we want to make sure our children get this information. We really do. And so we're gonna wind down. We're in the closing minutes here. And anyone who have a question after Brother Shaheed explains how to reach him and give you some other pertinent information, raise your hand. We can get a couple quick questions in before we get off the air. But Brother Abdul, always, once again, an absolute pleasure, my good brother. We appreciate you. Thank you enough for the free information, the educational information, and the pertinent information. And the information is so essential for us to survive. So, brother, go ahead and give your closing remarks, and we'll get ready to close down the show.
Certainly. And I certainly appreciate the opportunity to speak to our listening audience, and to share this information. We give all the praise and thanks once again to the Almighty for allowing us to be here. We'd like to say in our conclusion, that symptomatic signs places emphasis on the cell, how to decongest them and how to nourish them and how to realign the genes with the DNA and realign the DNA with the 3 RNA. It is that realignment that cures diseases. Our cells have atomic intelligence, and they would know how to figure things out to produce brain essential and body essential. It is only after essential has been produced that a person's health can be restored. You can use herb and pharmaceutical, but that will not restore your health. It will not do it. It only treats symptoms. Symptomatic signs define a person as a high maintenance, not low maintenance that we've been misled to believe. We are high maintenance, biological existence, whose cells are integrated, interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. This is how it is. Brother and sister, if you have a need to contact us further, please feel to give us a call. Please feel free to give us a call at 678-572-7269. That number again is 678-572-7269. You may also reach us through email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. ashaheed2@gmail.com. Also, visit this website, the website for American School of Symptometry, not for profit. It is amsos.org. amsos.org. At the American School of Symptometry, it is the world Center for Health Education and Scientific Enlightenment. I repeat, it is the World Center for Health Education and Scientific Enlightenment. It's very, very important that we form a relationship with that school. Form a relationship. Now we have a school. No excuse. Also, we have a program on AM360 every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Please use these two numbers to call in and participate to get more information about Optimal Health. 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. That number again is, those two numbers again is 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Call in to listen and to participate, to ask questions. We certainly appreciate the opportunity to speak to you. We look forward to being here again next Tuesday. And Brother Rashid will give you the time and the number to call in. And we certainly appreciate, Brother Rashid, the opportunity. You've done an excellent job to engineer our program, and we certainly appreciate your efforts. And we're going to keep it going, God willing. We greet everyone with the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto you. Thank you,
Islam, my good brother. Thank you so much, you know, for your efforts, and give greetings to your wife and your family for me. And we want you to know that we're on every Tuesday from 6 p.m. Central Standard Time to 8 p.m. That's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We look forward to having you back. And as we always say, bring somebody back with you next time. Don't hold on to this information. You know you never heard this stuff before. And as we start to show off, it's all right that you don't know that you don't know. It's okay. And I've been blessed. I say I look forward to it. I mean, if I had my choice, I'd talk to him every day, but I know he's busy. He has things to do. But this is the science of health and you. And we want to let you know that also on IWDM Radio,
the programming that takes place throughout the week. So we're going to have our special service announcement. Come on, individual who does this for us every week. We say, Mark Shaheed, please share with us the rest of the week and how things are and what and how things are going to be.
Yeah, I think I'm at salam to you, Rashid. Salam and to you, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, and to the IWDM radio listening audience. Assalamu alaikum to you. I know I pushed in one just a little bit before coming on, but Instructor Abdul Shaheed, are you still there?
No, he's not. He's going to take off.
Oh,
he
had
a little
to
bit
cut
over
out.
I
missed him. Okay,
tonight.
So I just wanted to share something about muscle spasm. You know, I know years ago when I used to have that, I was drinking coffee, even though it was a Ganoderma coffee, but I wasn't hydrating enough in terms of water. That can also produce muscle spasm. I just want to say that, even though Abdul Shaheed. So that's very, very important, the hydration of your body, and that becomes a sign. If you feel your muscles tightening up, and I've actually done it, I would go and just continue to drink water and water, and then then you don't get that tightening up of the muscle and everything. So everything, there's a sign in everything, including a sign that's in us. So I just wanted to say that for all it's worth, and quite sure that Abdul Shaheed was here. He probably would agree with that. So the beat goes on here, and in terms of IWDM Radio, excellent production tonight, as always. Rashid Salam and Instructor Abdul Shaheed, so much wonderful information that was disseminated tonight. Hopefully everybody took good notes, and we'll return back next week with somebody with them. So tomorrow, here on IWDM Radio, it is the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slaudine out of Miami, Florida. Joins yours truly, Mark Shaheed, on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And that begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And we are excited about this new publication that we have. It's a textbook, Parenting Skills, based on the Quran and Sunnah of the Prophet, and practical applications, various ages. You don't want to miss that. You can order that by Amazon. You can purchase that book. It's an excellent textbook, a lot of great information on parenting skills based on the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. You really want to be in this learning lab. And then following that is the MGM Roundtable, where I always have very distinguished, esteemed guests inside of our community, also outside of our community, and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. And we're going to have a very exciting guest tomorrow. If you need some more motivation and inspiration, then you want to be on the MGM Roundtable tomorrow. It's my good brother and friend, Jarvis El-Amin, will be joining me. Yes, Jarvis El-Amin, a very interesting, educational, informational book that he has, as he is a motivational speaker and a salesman extraordinaire. So you want to tune in tomorrow. That begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 7 p.m. Central Standard Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. And we want to say also that on the MGM Roundtable, we will be taking on the topic in terms of abortion and be looking at it from an Islamic perspective. So we're going to be looking for your participation at the MGM Roundtable, so stay tuned for that. And then Thursday is the Sister Learning Lab. It is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Karan Shakir from the Jewel of the South. That's the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. We join yours truly, Mark Shaheed, on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And that begins at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And we will continue on the premarital questionnaire. Those of you who are inspired and aspiring to be married, you need to be tuning in. Those of you who are newlyweds, you need to be tuning in. Those of you reaching the age of puberty, your parents should be encouraging you to listen in terms of what it is that should be asked to get to know that person as much as you possibly can get to know them. And also to make a determination if, in fact, in this courtship, with the information that is extrapolated from being sincere, honest, and with integrity and transparency, whether or not there can be a partnership. So we do ask that you tune in for that and bring somebody with you, because this is a family affair. So I'm quite sure we all know somebody, you know, that can benefit greatly. And even those persons that have been married for a long period of time, there's information that can be helpful to you, too, on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. And Friday is Salatu Juma Day, and that is Muslim worldwide. And if you are immobilized and can't get out and about, then you can come back to IWDM Radio with Imam Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir, each and every Friday afternoon, starting at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And the longest-running production that we have here, once again, is hosted by Imam Mikhail Sahir, Words Make People. That you always have very intriguing guests and also topics that are pertinent to us as a community. That happens each and every Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time, and it's 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio, Words Make People. And so we just begin the week here on IWDM Radio with the very distinguished, esteemed host, Rashid Salam, and his reoccurring guest, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, on the science of you, on the science of your health and you learning lab. And each and that happens each and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Do ask that you tune in. I know that there was a lot of great information tonight. And when you come to these learning labs, you have to bring your pen and pad. And I will say, Rashid Salam, you know, you always have to bring an open mind and open heart. Sometimes it's better just to try to remove what it is that you think you know so you can have that open mind and have that open heart, have the open heart, to have the open intention, and also the motivation, desire that I need to make some changes in my life for the better of myself and also for my family. So this is a family affair, and we do ask that all of the productions that you come and realize it's a family affair, and you should love for your brother and your sister what you love for yourself. And that means that you shouldn't come by yourself. Always find a family member, a friend, an associate, a neighbor, a community member, and let them know what it is that you've been receiving, how you have been benefiting, so that they can also. And also, we want to remind you that now Study Out Islam is back. I have a loved sister and my good friend, Fitcher Muhammad. But those of you who are in the Eastern Standard Time, it's each and every Sunday morning. It starts at 10 a.m. for you. Those in the Central Standard Time, it's 9 a.m. for you. And those out on the Pacific, on the West Coast, which is Pacific Coast time, is 7 a.m. for you. And we ask that you tune in and listen in. Some great information as always. Some of our most outstanding intellects in our community. And last but not least, IWDM Radio do support the Muslim Journal. good friend, Professor Aisha K. Mustafa, and her staff have been working long and hard for many, many years, and sometimes not even getting paid, to make sure that we have a newspaper, and that's the Muslim Journal. It is the lifeblood of our community, and as Muslim Journal have served us well over the years, now is our time to really make sure that that newspaper stays afloat. And you can do that by renewing your subscription. If, in fact, that you let your subscription go, renew your subscription, or if you got a subscription, think about somebody that you can make that a gift to, either at hot, be coming up pretty soon, be a good opportunity to give a gift to a family member, a friend, a neighbor, a community member, a pioneer, or maybe your local library where many people can read the Muslim Journal. So with that being said, Rashid Salam, this Salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. And we got to wake up, because if we don't, we'll continue to sleep on this information, education. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. We appreciate you.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. We gotta change it, yeah. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Everybody.
That's all, folks. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.